Go.
Welcome to Practical Rambling Fathers.
Father Brian.
And Father Tay.
Today we get a fun one of St. Francis de Sales. So last one wasn't as fun, doing it on sin.
Let's talk about death.
So St. Francis de Sales has this fifth meditation on death. And not only are we to place ourselves in his presence and ask for his grace, but we are to do the extreme of suppose yourself to be on your deathbed in the last extremities without the smallest hope of recovery. So for this meditation, we are to envision ourselves on our deathbed wherever or however that happens. So placing ourselves in God's presence, asking for his grace, and supposing that we are on our deathbed. So, placing ourselves in the Lord's presence, and asking for the Holy Spirit to inspire us, and supposing us to be on our deathbed. Some considerations to have. Consider the uncertainty as to the day of your death. One day, your soul will quit this body. Will it be summer or winter? In town or country? By day or by night? Will it suddenly or with warning? Will it be suddenly or with warning? Will it be owning to a sickness or an accident? Will you have time to make last confession or not? Will your confessor or spiritual father be at hand, or will he not? At last, all these things, we know absolutely nothing. All that we do know is that die we shall, and for the most part sooner than we expect. Second, consider that when the world is at end, as far as you are concerned, there will be no more of it for you. It'll altogether overthrown for you, since all pleasures, vanity, worldly joys, empty delights will be as mere fantastic visions to you. Woe is me, for what mere trifles and unrealities I have ventured to offend my God. When you will see that what we preferred to him was naught, but, on the other hand, all devotion and good works will then seem so precious and so sweet. Why did I not tread that pleasant path, when what you thought to be little sins will look like huge mountains, and your devotion will seem but very little thing? Three, consider the universal farewell which your soul will take of this world. It will say farewell to riches, pleasures, and idle companions, to amusement and pastimes, to friends and neighbors, to husband, wife, and children, in short, to all creation. And lastly, it will say farewell to its own body, which it will leave pale cold, to become repulsive in decay. Four, consider how the survivors will hasten to put that body away and hide it beneath the earth. And when the world will scarce give you another thought or remember you, any more than you have done to those already gone. God rest his soul, men will say, and that is all. O death, how pitiless, how hard thou art. Fifth, consider that when it quits the body, the soul must go at once to the right hand or left. To which will your soul go? What side will it take? None other, be sure, than that to which it had voluntarily drawn while yet in this world.
Affections and resolutions. 1. Pray to God and throw yourself into his arms. O Lord, be thou my stay in that day of anguish. May that hour be blessed and favorable to me, if all the rest of my life be full of sadness and trial. Despise the world, for as much as I know not the hour in which I must quit the world, I will not grow fond of it. O dear friends, beloved ones of my heart, be content that I cleave to you only with the holy friendship which may last forever. Why should I cling to you with a tie which must needs be broken? I will prepare for the hour of death and take every precaution for its peaceful arrival. I will thoroughly examine into the state of my conscience and put in order whatever is wanting.
Conclusion. Thank God for inspiring you with these resolutions. Offer them to His Majesty. Entreat Him anew to grant you a happy death by the merits of His dear Son's death. Ask the prayers of the Blessed Virgin and the saints. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And lastly, gather a bouquet of myrrh to be able to give back to the Lord all the graces and of this meditation.
So one of the most powerful graces for me that came from this meditation was the question, will it be suddenly or will I have prepared myself? And the scariest one is, will I have time to make my last confession or not. For me, that's the most scariest part, right? Because no matter what happens, that's how much our God loves us. He wants us to have our sins forgiven and to send us quickly to heaven. And so for me, that was death is scary already, but to die without the grace, being the state of grace, that's for me, that freaks me out. Mm-hmm. Right? Because we can make excuses in the world, like, oh, well, I was this, like Socrates said so beautifully, like, it doesn't matter. You are by yourself. Your body is growing cold. What have you done to prepare for this moment? I'm like, shoot.
Right. Pale, cold, becomes repulsive in decay. That was just bold. I was like, wow, that's intense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Survivors hasten to hide the body around the earth, of course. Mm-hmm. Rest his soul. Men will say, that is all, right?
Yeah, without second thought. They're moving on.
Moving on. Life just keeps going. So, yeah. That was just interesting to see it, read it that way and going there. And then, yeah, the pursuit of the worldly goods, that all those on our deathbed really seem nothing, you know. As good as it wasn't the greatest. So how can we pursue our heavenly homeland even in this world? Like our past weekend, the prayers. Teach us heavenly wisdom, so not to hold things, to learn wisely to use the things of the earth and hold fast to the things of the heaven. So, anyways, so during this Advent, I've been preaching, if December 25th was our last day to meet Jesus, if we were dying on the Christmas to meet Jesus, what would we do differently for the next few weeks? And that's always what the saints would say, is ponder your death. What was the Latin saying?
Memento mori.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Remember
your death.
Remember your death.
Yeah.
And the beautiful words that let unto dust, so to dust you shall return.
Yes. All right, practical rambling fathers, Father Brian.
Father Tate.
Stay holy, my friends.